a very good basketball team, nationally ranked Southeastern Iowa, who came away with a very close, hard-fought win against a good North Arkansas team tonight, 77-73. Curtis Lewis to my immediate right. Nick Lawson is here. He'll take care of the live stream. And tonight, well, we've got a nice crowd gathering to watch here on this Friday evening. No football tonight. That's tomorrow. And tonight, the Grizzlies will probably be facing, I don't think there's much doubt, probably the best team we've seen in here so far this year as an opponent. Northeast Mississippi, who averages, Curtis, I'm going to see if I can impress you here, they average 108 points a game. They've played seven games. They're undefeated at 7-0. And they have scored over 106 out of the seven games. And they have won those seven games by an average of 40 points.
Yeah. And that makes you a little bit scared when you put it all into those words in turn. This is, like you said, definitely the best team that the Grizzlies have faced in here this season. And probably one of the best teams they faced all season so far, regardless of where the site is. Averaging 108 points a game, you'd have to almost be crazy to think that they have a loss, and they don't. So definitely a tough task for the Grizzlies tonight.
So that makes you ask the question, are they that good, or are the teams they've been playing that weak? A lot of the time, the truth is somewhere in between. They got votes for the top 25 this week, but they didn't make top 25 because they haven't played anybody. So if they could get a win or two here this weekend, tell you what, if they could beat the Grizzlies here in North Arkansas tomorrow night, that would probably, well, it'd make them 9-0 and probably put them in the top 25 in next week's rankings. But that's neither here nor there. The Grizzlies won last time out. And we'll see if we can do it again here tonight against the Tigers from Northeastern Mississippi Community College. And by the way, I want to remind folks that tonight and tomorrow night, it's the same thing. We'll have two games tomorrow night. The first one at 5 will be Northeast Mississippi and North Arkansas. And I was telling Curtis about the days when we would have tournaments here. We'd have two games a night for three nights. Man, that was great stuff. But two games a night's not bad. Tomorrow night, game one starts at 5. So if you want to have a full Saturday night of basketball, come on out early and watch the ball game preceding the Grizzlies in Southeast Iowa. We'll take time out. We'll come back in 2 minutes with the starters here on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Starting lineup for this basketball game between the 7-0 Northeast Mississippi Community College Tigers and the 3-4 MSU West Plains Grizzlies. The Tigers will be in the black with the gold and white trim tonight. Starting five will be Javian Stephen, a 6'1 guard from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Landon Jeffries, a 6'1 sophomore, also from Olive Branch. Tyler Bird is a 6'3 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. Josh Holman is a sophomore up front forward, 6'6 from Jackson, Mississippi. And again, the Tigers are at 7-0 for the season. And now the starters for the Grizzlies will be introduced here. We'll confirm. The starting five will be basically the same as we've seen the last couple of games. Here's Ryan Richardson, a sophomore transfer from Hollywood, Florida. And he leads the team in hair. Sean Glass from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 6'1 guard. Boy, is he just getting better by the game. He was really good at Miami the other night, and he was really good here earlier this week in that victory against Arkansas Newport. Javian Downey may be playing better than anybody right now. The guard who has had some big first halves in recent games from Canada, 6'3 guard. There's Urji Hunami, 6'4 swingman from Ontario, and Lionel Kamwimba from the Congo, the postman, 6'8 sophomore, Grizzlies coached by Jared Faith. And that's about all there is to it. We're about ready to play some basketball here. For those wondering, the Grizzly volleyball team winners today after they lost in four. Oh, no, they lost in five. They lost in five against Miami-Dade yesterday, but today they swept Indian Hills. And Indian Hills came here earlier in the year, and they were the first team to beat the Grizzlies here at the Civic Center and looked great. And the Grizzlies beat them 3-0 today. Here we go. The tip is up, controlled, and this basketball game is underway. Michael Johnson, 6'7", postman from Cincinnati, was the fifth starter for Northeast. Straight man-to-man being played by the Tigers. The Grizzlies in the white with the red numbers, blue trim, out to the point. 13 on the shot clock. Urji in the corner. Wraparound pass inside. Up and around and cut. And Lionel Kamwimba gets the first bucket of the night, and the crowd can sit down 2-0. Out front, they'll move it with Jeffries down the wing. Here's a shot up for three, and that's good. Javian Stephen. And now we'll get the ball out of bounds, turned over by the Grizzlies in the backcourt. You can't average over 100 points a game, Curtis, without constantly pressuring, pressing all over the court, trying to force turnovers.
And that also added to that being efficient with your shots and not forcing things.
Grizzlies in the zone. Three ball, left corner is up and no good. Rebounded by Ryan Richardson. And he comes away with it, and they press off a missed field goal attempt. Ryan Richardson up the right side in the front court. With our periodic problems with turnovers, this could be a bad situation if we don't take care of the ball tonight. Zaheem Jackson in the lineup. Down the middle, here's Urji, leans in, shoots, partially blocked, dipped away, picked up by Northeast. They come back left to right, up the middle of the floor. They'll kick it back now. They'll move it back to Josh Holman on the right wing to the right corner. Set pop three ball is up, side iron, no good. Rebound inside, put up, no good. Again, another try is up, no good. Another try is going to be swiped away by Lionel Kamwimba out of bounds. It'll stay with Northeast. We can't have that.
No, they had too many shots at a basket there, but still great defense for the Grizzlies.
Inbound from underneath. underneath, wide open. The shot is up and put in with the left hand. First basket for Josh Holman, and it's a 5-2 ball game. Grizzlies down three. Blaine Harris will check in. Zaheem Jackson drives baseline, shoots a follow-away jumper. Good! Zaheem from inside the three-point line knocks one down, and it makes it a one-point game.
Tough follow-away shot there. Glad it went down for Jackson.
Needed a basket, got one from Zaheem. Now it's a high post. Pull up, left elbow, jump shot. That's up and good by Michael Johnson. So Johnson knocks that in. Now here's the steal on the knocked away, picked up, and here's Northeast with a left-hand drive. That's put up and good, and we'll get a timeout call by the Grizzlies. Davian Stephen with the third Grizzly turnover, and it's a 9-4 ball game with 17:27 to play in the first half. A full timeout. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw. Now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower. Now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
9-4 Grizzlies with the basketball. Sean Glass out front to the point. Urji Hanami will dribble across and hand it to Zaheem Jackson. The left wing, Sean Glass baseline. Backs down, can't get open. Now Zaheem at the left point, left corner. Here's a three, and that ball is way short by Sean Glass and picked up, and back the other way they come with Tyler Bird up the floor underneath. Here's a whistle, and a foul's going to be called before a walk against Northeast on a baseline drive, and that'll be on Zaheem Jackson. And that's the first foul of the basketball game.
Early on, Harlan, this Northeast Mississippi team looks very disciplined and knows where every offensive player for the Grizzlies is at all times.
Here's a free throw, and it's good. Josh Holman, 6'6" from Jackson, Mississippi. They got a couple of kids from Olive Branch, Mississippi. I have a son, and his family live down there. Here's the next try, good. So Holman will go out, and they'll sub in another postman here. Here's a pass up the floor. That's Devin Jones in the lineup now. Ball lost out of bounds by Urji, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. There is nothing here at the defensive end for Northeast that they don't contest. They get up in your apron. Inbound to Sean Glass. 11-4 is the score. And the big worry you have in a game against a team like this is getting a hole early because you're going to have a devil of a time getting out of it. And here's a foul out front. I was starting to wonder if they're going to call that as Zaheem got run up on by Tyler Bird. And that'll be the first foul call against the Tigers. You don't think you're doing it, but against a really aggressive defensive team, you think you're trying to score, but in the back of your mind, actually, you're just trying to keep from losing the ball on a turnover, and there's the timeout. The Grizzlies couldn't get the ball inbounds. 16:33 to go. 30-second timeout, and we'll take a 30-second timeout as well. 11-4, Tigers lead the Grizzlies back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Grizzlies on the inbound play in the front court. 15 on the shot clock. Sean Glass near the timeline. Middle of the floor. Gets a double screen. Goes left. Drives around it. Kicks it to the corner. Zaheem has it. 5 on the shot clock. Zaheem pulls up. Shoots the 3 ball way out. No good. Rebound tipped long. Sean Glass has it. Gives it to Zaheem. Drives to the left baseline. Wrap around pass. Tipped out of bounds by Tyler Bird for Northeast. And with 15 on the shot clock, the Grizzlies will throw it inbounds underneath. Lionel Kamwimba is back in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Here's the inbound play. Urgy catches, dribbles across at the right elbow, bounce pass to Lionel, gives it back over to Urgy. Dribbles down, gives it out to the corner. Zaheem with 5. Cut off on the baseline, spins back. Leans in, shoots it, and that's no good. They're going to say he didn't get the shot away. I thought he did.
It was awfully close. This is definitely the best defensive team the Grizzlies have faced this season, and we're seeing it here in the first 5 minutes.
Tomorrow night we'll see another really good defensive team, Southeastern Iowa. In the front court, the black-clad Tigers, 11-4 they lead. To the left side. Back to the point to the right wing. Dribbling in against the Grizzly zone. They'll back it up. At the point, jab step. Left-hand dribble to the left corner. Across the lane, kick it back outside on the wing. Bird, crossover, drives in, shoots, scores. Whistle, offensive foul, no basket. They'll wipe that out. And the foul on Bird, that'll be his second. So he'll have to come out of the ball game. Coming in will be Terrence Marco, a 6'7 sophomore from Charleston, Mississippi for Northeast. And they'll sub in Zane Tipler, 5'11 freshman from Ripley, Mississippi. Tipler's from Ripley. Up the left sideline. Grizzlies have it. 11-4. Here's a drive and a shot off balance by Urgy. Drew contact, no foul. Just put it up, missed it. Now ball knocked away behind the steal. Ethan Smith is in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. He has it in the front court. Hands it to Blaine Harris. That's first turnover on Northeast. Urgy to the point. Sage, Jake Sage in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. From Springfield Kickapoo. Javian over the top to the left corner. Set, pops the 3, way short. Rebound, tipped over. Blaine Harris gets it. Wraparound pass. Ethan Smith chased it down, lost it out of bounds. Grizzlies turn it over.
Good hustle there from Harris and Smith going for those loose balls, though.
Brian Richardson will come in for Urgy Hanami now. Grizzlies have scored 4 points in the first 5.5 minutes, and it's not just trying to score. We're having trouble getting shots off. But that is a testament to Northeast defense. Down the left side of the key. Puts it up on the runner. Sideboard, no good. Rebound is taken down by Blaine Harris. Grizzlies back from right to left with Javian Downing. Javian takes it all the way in. Puts up a little floater. No good. Whistle. We'll have a foul. And Javian will go to the free throw line. That's something we've seen him do a lot more here lately and be really good at, taking the ball to the basket. And you can tell when you look at foul, it's going to be the first on Devin Jones for Northeast. You can tell by just looking at the scorebook who the players are that take the ball to the basket. In fact, that last that game at NEO, here's the free throw, good. And one more for Javian. Javian got to the free throw line that night 8 times because he was aggressive to the basket. He's had some good scoring games here recently as well. And the next one good. 2 out of 2 for Javian Downey. Javian had 18 here earlier this week against Newport, and he had 13 at Miami. Here's a shot for a 3, no good. Rebound long to the left corner. Ryan Richardson, cross court to Javian. Up the left side, Blaine Harris. Bounce pass underneath, Ethan Smith. Cross court pass, inside out, 3 ball, good. There's Ryan Richardson.
And Richardson just got a set.
Although we saw that Tuesday night from Newport, and they didn't get anything.
There's no point in doing it anyway. I mean, so Ryan Richardson gets a personal and a technical. We get a free throw here at the other end. No good by Stephen Thomas. And he'll get one more. And 0 for 2.
Well, that makes it a little less painful.
And on that note, Jaden Roach will come in for Ryan Richardson.
And Jonathan White in for Blaine Harris.
That game here the other night, Jaden Roach went up for a rebound. And I saw Curtis out of the corner of my eye, and he leaned back, and his eyes got big. Jaden Roach is 6'6" from Miramar, Florida. He is a real leaper inside. He can really flat get off the floor.
He looks like he'd be an athletic freak in any sport he did.
I'd like to put him in pads and see what he looks like. Crossover dribble to the right elbow. Down the key, double team back outside. Good job, Javian Downey. Got a hand on it and tipped it out of bounds. We're down to 10 on the shot clock. One of the hardest things that Jared Fay has in managing this basketball team is finding groups that can play defense together. It's not always about scoring. 11-9 score in the corner. 3 ball is up, no good, and a foul away from the ball is going to be called against Northeast. Jaden Roach got pushed underneath, I think. And that foul, we'll wait till they put it on the board. That's the second foul call on Devin Jones. He came off the bench because Tyler Berg got 2 fouls, but they each have 2 now. Ethan Smith on the inbound, gets it in to Javian Downey. Back to Ethan in the middle. Up the floor, left side, Jake Sade. I'm waiting for him to sag off Jake so he can fire one from about 25 feet here. Javian Downey on the right side. Ethan Smith into the post, knocked away, picked back up by Ethan. He'll hand it back to Jonathan White, who's as quick as anyone on the floor right now, guaranteed. Javian Downey in the Grizzly mouth at the timeline. Dribbles to the right, all the way through, steps through, lost it. Now back outside. Here's the 3. Good at the horn by Jonathan White. Down the key at the other end, they'll push it to the right corner. Back out on the right wing. Here's Landon Jeffries. Free throw line to Jeffries. Down the key, puts up a runner high off the board. No good. Rebound by the Grizzlies. And Jaden Roach. Jaden busted down the floor. Javian Downey all the way. Left hand layup is good. And Javian attacks. And the Grizzlies on top. With 12-11 to play in the first half, and the Grizzlies lead it 14-11. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Yeah. 12-11 to go in the first half from the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center. Grizzly basketball for just the third time here this year. The Grizzlies lead it against the Tigers, Northeast Mississippi, 14-11. We're behind 9-4. And then after several subs, the Grizzlies went on a 10-2 run, and they lead it by three. Front court, Zane Tipler on the left side. At the point, wide open shot for a three is short. Rebound picked up by Jake Sage. Jonathan White for the Grizzlies up the right side. On the left-hand dribble, between the legs, goes to the sideline. Gets a screen left, goes that way, picks it up. Out to Jake Sage. He'll hand it off to Javian Downey. And a bump foul out front will be the call on Javian Stevens for the Tigers. That'll be team foul five. So two more, and we're shooting the 1-1. Sage on the inbound play. Goes back court, Jonathan White. 14-11, the Grizzlies on top, 11-40 and counting. First half. Left side, Jaden Roach outside. Ball faked by Jake Sage on the right wing. Long three by Downey. Good! Javian Downey from downtown. And Javian has seven here in the first half. 17-11. How about that? A couple of kids come up here. They got foam fingers there, ready to root. Out on the left side. On the right wing, Grizzlies zone, sags. They drive across, nearly walk with the ball. Now on the baseline, turn it to the middle, Holman up and under. Left-hand shot is up and around, no good. Got his own rebound, goes up, whistle, and the basket counts in a foul against the Grizzlies.
And it'll either be Smith or Roach. It's Roach.
Jaden Roach will get called for the foul. On the shot, so it's a bucket and now one for Josh Holman, 6'6", went to school at Jackson Academy in Jackson, Mississippi. He's a left-hander and kind of a load inside. Free throw good. And he'll come out of the ball game, and they will sub in his spot, Michael Johnson. Front court Grizzlies up the left side. White gets it over to Smith. Nearly stolen. Ball lost to the back court. Ethan does a good job to keep control. Now in the front court, the Grizzlies have it again. Outside to Javian Downey. High screen goes left down the key. Stops. Back outside to the point. Ethan can shoot that three, and he does. No good. Rebounded. Pulled away by Northeast. Front court, right side. Landon Jeffries on the dribble against the matchup zone for the Grizzlies. At the point, nearly lost. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Ethan Smith with 10:06 to play in the first half. Sean Glass is back in for Jake Sage. Lionel Kamwimba is in for probably Ethan Smith.
Jaden Roach.
Jaden Roach goes out instead. So we got a pair of 6'8s on the low block here as we go back to play. 17-14. Northeast with the ball. They'll shoot the three for the tie, and it's good from the left wing.
And that was good defense by Downey with a hand in the face. That was just a better shot.
Landon Jeffries with the three. We're tied at 17. We'll get a media timeout at the next whistle. Long lob up the floor. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northeast. There's the whistle. Or there's the buzzer and the whistle. And now a minute timeout on the floor. 9:43 to play. First half. From the Civic Center, the Grizzlies 17, the Tigers 17. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back here with Curtis Blue to my right. Nick Lawson on video on the live stream. Dylan Groves in the studio engineering and solving the square root of pi as we throw the ball in on the far sideline. Lionel Kamwemba on the inbound play. Can't get it in. Calling their timeout. So, 9:43 to go. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so let's just sit right here. The Grizzly volleyball team, by the way, plays again tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. They'll play Northeastern Colorado, and from what I was told earlier, we think that will be for fifth place. So if that be the case, be a heck of a thing to go to national tournament, win 3 out of 4. Blaine Harris will throw the ball in for the Grizzlies as we go back to it. Lob pass to the backcourt, and White goes after it. Jonathan White, Sean Glass, Lionel Kamwemba, Blaine Harris, and Zaheem Jackson are out there right now. Left elbow, pull-up jump shot. Rims off, no good. Tipped off the board, put up, no good. Partially blocked, and a foul on the play. And Lionel Kamwemba in there battling on the glass. Lionel's not going to score many points, but that's the kind of thing that he can do to help us.
Yeah, he really hustles and rebounds well.
First foul call on Johnson for Northeast. Inbound play, tipped away, loose basketball, and the ball picked up on the steal, back the other direction, all the way, layup good. Landon Jeffries points off the turnover there. 19-17, Northeast gets the lead back, and another turnover, right-hand layup good, as Jonathan White just flat fell down in the backcourt. And now we'll get a foul called in the backcourt on Northeast.
Well, you see what their defensive pressure can do with creating 4 quick points right there on 2 turnovers. They did that quick, and you can see how they average 108 points when they do that well.
There's just no way you can score the amount of points that they score and not play like that. It's got to be man-to-man. It's got to be full pressure. It's got to be full court, all out, all the time. 21-17. Cali County is another team that used to play like that. I don't know if they still do or not. Free throw, Zaheem Jackson. It's good. You can tell Zaheem still is a little bit saddled with that hamstring issue that he's had since the year started. 21-18, could make it a 2-point game. Good. Tigers with the ball against the Grizzly 1-2-2 zone. Outside high left side. Crossover to the right hand to the right corner. Set deep in the corner. A 3 is no good. Rebound, Zaheem Jackson has it. And the Grizzlies could tie or take the lead here. Zaheem looking up the floor. Thought about it. Keeps it. Drives down the lane. Goes up. Lost it. Nope. Got fouled. He'll shoot 2. Some guys just have the knack of going inside and drawing contact and just kind of throw the ball up and getting the call. Other guys can go through there, get hit 5 different times by 5 different guys and not get a whistle.
Do you think there's a little bit of acting in there as well? Or?
Acting? Got to be a little bit of a thespian. First foul on Stephen Thomas, Zaheem Jackson right back to the free throw line. We could tie it with 2 here. First one's good. Urji Funami, who I don't believe is wearing his headband tonight. Zaheem Jackson from the state of Louisiana. puts up the next one. And good, we're tied. 21-21. 8:32 to play, first half. This is a good team the Grizzlies are playing tonight. And we're tied up at 21 in the first half. They're undefeated 7-0, the Grizzlies 3-4, but I'm willing to say that our schedule's been a little more challenging. Right side pull-up jump shot for a two, and it hits the side iron, goes straight up and comes down through the bucket. Landon Jeffries now with 7. Backcourt, Urji Hunami. Dribbles up, crossover, knocked away and stolen. Back the other way, 2-on-1 break all the way. Dishes back, layup, no good. Tied up, up good, foul in the play, basket counts, and Urji will get called for the foul, and Thomas will get the basket. So another turnover on the Grizzlies leads directly to a bucket plus a free throw here.
That's twice in the last 5-ish minutes where we're tied, and then they get a quick 4-point lead off those turnovers.
And we never got the ball over midcourt. Free throw is good. 26-21. Grizzlies were tied a moment ago. Now we're down 5. Zaheem Jackson in the front court. Left side curls over the top. Straight down the middle. Right hand layup, no good. Blocking foul, and Zaheem Jackson will go back to the free throw line with 7:41 to play in the first half.
That's team foul number 9 on Northeast Mississippi. And that's the second on JV and Steve.
So he has 2. Tyler Bird has 2. Devin Jones has 2. For Northeast, the Grizzlies have no one with more than 1. 26-21. Can Zaheem Jackson keep us in the ball game here until we start making some shots? We've made 5 field goals in the first half. First free throw, good. 26-22, Ethan Smith checks back in for the Grizzlies for Lionel Kimwemba. So it's Ethan Smith, Sean Glass, Blaine Harris, Urji Hunami, and the shooter, Zaheem Jackson, to make it a 3-point game, and he does.
And now Downey will come in for Jackson.
Zaheem goes to the bench with 8 points, 6-for-6 from the free throw line, by the way. 26-23. They'll feed it inside to Holman. Leans in, muscles it up. No good. Got his own board. Puts it up and good.
He's just a load at 6'6 and 225.
Very strong kid. Inbound play. Big push in the back of Urji in the backcourt on the inbound catch. Grizzlies have control. They've got 5 to get it across. Downey gets it over. 28-23. Tigers lead the Grizzlies. Sean Glass pulls up, shoots the 3, no good. Rebound, Urji Hunami had it, and had it stripped away by Northeast. Back the other way, here's a cross-court pass whistle. We have a foul called instead, and I'm not sure why.
Way late.
Way after the pass was made. Javian Downey will get called for a foul.
The offensive player had caught the pass and was thinking about what he was going to do. By the time they blew the whistle there.
Urji goes out of the ball game. Jaden Roach comes in. Shot in the corner for a 3. No good, but they get the offensive board. They kick it to the point. Now on the left wing. Drive it on the baseline. Wrap around pass far corner. Thrown out of bounds. Turnover Northeast. That's just their second turnover of the first half. 6:47 to go in the first half. And the Grizzlies with the ball down 5. 28-23. Ethan Smith throws it in. Bad pass on the inbound, stolen. Hook pass to the corner. Up fake. They'll reset their offense now. In the left corner, a 3 is up by Tipler. No good. Tipped over. Picked up. No, we'll have a foul going for the rebound. Blaine Harris will get called for that.
That's Blaine's first foul, but 6th team foul for West Plains.
So it's a 1-1 the rest of the half. Inbound in the corner. Holman has it. Gets it out to Tipler. Now at the point, Landon Jeffries. Gets a high screen. Keeps the dribble. Dribbles to the free throw elbow. Right elbow. Here's a shot up. No good. Off the board it comes and picked up by Sean Glass. Deflected by Jaden, now down the key. Pull up, left elbow, jump shot by Last, no good. Rebound, Grizzlies put back up on the hook shot, no good. Chased down in the corner. Jaden Roach couldn't get it to fall. Now back the other way they come at the point. Stephen Thomas to the right corner. Into the paint, feed it across. Great feed. Layup is up and in. And that is Devin Jones, his first basket.
Great cut for Jones there to get the bucket.
Here's the inbound and a foul in the backcourt. And Northeast helped us out a little bit there. It's going to be a double bonus. Landon Jeffries' first foul. And the free throw shooter for the Grizzlies will be Javian Downey, 30-23. And I was getting ready to say as we were throwing the ball in, with 5:41 to go in the half, we really need to score. But this would suffice if we could make a few free throws here. Javian Downey with 7 points, 2 out of 2 from the line. He'll shoot 2 here. Free throw is good. And again, as Riley Whitaker comes in for Blaine Harris, Jaden Roach goes out of the lineup for the Grizzlies for Lionel Kumwemba. I don't know if it's great defense or we're just having trouble shooting the basketball, but we've made a grand total of 5 field goals in the first 14 and a half minutes of this half. Next try, good. Well, free throw shooting can keep you in games on nights like this, and we're within 5. Zane Tipler at the point for Northeast in the black. Left corner, deep shot for a 3. It's no good. Rebound by Sean Glass. Grizzlies have 4 seconds to get it over the timeline. Sean gets it across. Glass out front, high screen, left wing. Riley Whitaker can't get the shot to the point. Ethan Smith has it. Through the hands of Javian Downey, nearly lost it at the timeline. Up the right side, picks up the dribble, in trouble, gives it to Sean. Beats his man, pulls up, baseline jump shot, good from almost behind the backboard.
Pretty jumper there.
12-footer by Sean Glass, and he just barely had an angle to get it around the backboard. 30-27 Northeast. They have the ball up 3. Out front. Back up, Holman kicks it to the right wing. Here's a pull-up shot for a 2. No good. Sean Glass, our best rebounder, has the ball. Up the right side, down the key. Pull-up, free throw, fall-away jumper. Spins off, no good. He was feeling it a little bit after making that last one. Now back comes Holman the other way to the left corner. Tipler passed it up, left elbow, up fake. Here's a drive, and Sean Glass will get called for a reach-in foul there, and that'll be his first. One and one for Northeast Mississippi Community College. From Boonville, Mississippi, they play football at Northeast as well. Got a pretty nice football stadium. First foul on Sean Glass as he goes to the bench. Free throw, first try here, no good. Over the back, holy cow, for the rebound. Is Northeast, but the foul's going to be called on the Grizzlies. Did you see what I saw?
I think I did. I saw a foul of some sort.
Riley Whitaker had the temerity to be in front of the rebounder and allow his body to be climbed over, and so that's a foul on the Grizzlies.
On Riley.
On Riley, that's right. Free throw, 1-1, good. One more try for Devin Jones. 31-27. Grizzlies trail by 4 with 4:16 to play. So tomorrow on KDY, a busy day. Football at 1, basketball at 7. Second try is good. Devin Jones with 2, and it's a 4-point first half for him. Grizzlies with the basketball. Harris to down. Up the left side. Lob up ahead. In the corner, Whitaker. Riley's dying to shoot the ball, but he can't get open. Down the key. All the way. Layup no good. And a foul is Javian Downey again. will go to the line and shoot two. I'm going to start calling him Bruce because when he goes down the lane, he always gets knocked down. He's got to have some black and blue spots on him days after. The foul is the second foul on Stephen Thomas. They have four guys now with two fouls. Thomas, one of them. JV and Downey to the free throw line. Staying in the game at the free throw line, and with 3:57 to go in the half, Javian will shoot two. First one good.
Good to see that make as he was shaking his wrist after taking that fall, too.
I have something to tell you after this next free throw attempt. 32-28. Kind of making a 1 point or one possession game here. And it's no good. His ball fumbled, out of bounds, picked up underneath, laid up and in by Blaine Harris. That's even better. Blaine's first bucket, 32-30. Up to that last miss, we'd made 11 in a row.
So was that an announcer's curse there?
Just to show you, there's no such thing. On the baseline, back outside, they'll spin to the middle, kick it back out to the point. Down the key, all the way, right-hand scoop layup, up good, foul on the play, basket counts. Riley Whitaker will get called for that foul. That'll be his second.
It makes you wonder. We have 19 fouls between both teams, so they're not afraid to call or blow the whistle. But then there's some calls that they don't. That make you scratch your head.
Like, that might have been a legit case for a charge, but look where Riley landed and look where the semicircle is. He was way inside that.
Yeah.
He was way too close to being under the basket. Free throw, no good. We'll go back the other way now. Up the right side all the way. Downey blasts past the defense and lays it in off the glass. Down the key, we'll have a holding foul on Jonathan White. That'll stop the clock at 3:16. 34-32, Northeast Mississippi leads the Grizzlies.
Jonathan's first. 10 team fouls for both teams at this point.
.316 to go, 34-32. The Grizzlies will get Zaheem Jackson back in. Man, how good does Javian look? I mean,
he's got a load of confidence this year.
Second free throw is no good. Or the free throw is no good, and the Grizzlies have possession. 34-32, a two to tie, a three to take the lead. Riley Whitaker on the right sideline, dribbles out top. Tipler guards him. Down the left wing, Zaheem Jackson. Boy, the line was so open, they wouldn't throw in the ball in the paint. Left wing, three, and that's way off the mark. That's an air ball by Zaheem. He forced that one, and now back the other way comes Northeast, up by two. Jeffries at the left point, guarded by Blaine Harris. Right side. Jamil Rashid in their lineup. Down the left side underneath. Hook pass back to the point. Rashid with an up fake. Gets in the lane. Drives all the way. That should be a charge, and it is. There's no doubt about that one. Zaheem Jackson set up, took the charge. Ishmael Rashid with his first foul. There's no free throws after a player controlled foul. So, with 2:24 to go, Riley goes out. Jonathan goes out. Ergy and Jake Sage come in. Inbound play, Zaheem Jackson has it. Against a 2-2-1 full court press. Up the right side, Zaheem crosses over, gets the ball through the middle of the floor, back on the right side now. A whistle, and we'll get a blocking foul call against Northeast, and that means two shots. That's the first foul call on Zane Tipler. Blocking foul on him. The 11 team fouls against Northeast here in the first half. The Grizzlies have eight. Oh, we've got 10 on the board, so I guess that's incorrect. So, Zaheem Jackson, both teams in the double bonus. First one is good. Boy, if it weren't for the free throw line, we'd be in a world of hurt right now. Next try for Zaheem Jackson. It's good. The Grizzlies have scored 13 of their 34 at the free throw line, and we're tied at 34. Back on offense. Over on the left side, Jalen Stevens to the point. They'll move it back to the right wing. Top of the circle with Ishmael Rashid. Free throw line, left elbow, hesitation move, right hand scoop, up and good. That's a heck of a play by Landon Jeffries. Little hesitation move, and Jeffries here in the half has 11. 36-34. Jackson, diagonal up the floor. They break the 10 count with Jake Sage. 1:22 to go in the half. 36-34 Grizzlies. Northeast 7-0, undefeated on the year. Here's a drive and another blocking foul call. And that'll be on Northeast. Stops the clock with 1:13. And the first foul call on Marion Smith. I'll tell you what, if fouls were metal, Zaheem Jackson would be a magnet. He is so good at that. Free throw, good. 9 for 9 at the line in the first half for Zaheem Jackson. He's got 11 points, but he just has one field goal.
Sean Glass in the game for Jake Sage, and Downey will come in if Jackson can make the free throw.
Zaheem, good.
Tie game once again at 36.
The Grizzlies are 15 out of 16 from the free throw line in this first half. I've complained when we're bad at the line. Got to brag on them when they're good, though. And we've been great at the line so far. At the right point. Ragib kicks it to the corner. Set, pop for a three. No good. Slap long out toward midcourt. And it's saved by Northeast. They'll drive the lane. Jeffries puts it up off balance. No good. And a whistle. And a blocking foul is going to be called inside on the Grizzlies. And that'll be on probably Javian Downing. Nope, Urji Hanami. 12 instead of 11. So, 36 all. And we've got a little bit of something on the court. We get the Swiffer mopper. And now we're ready to go again. The Grizzlies have, as Curtis was saying, Sean Glass along with Blaine Harris, Lionel Kumwemba, Urji Hanami, and Javian Downey. The free throw shooter's name is Landon Jeffries. Free throw, no good. Jake Sage back in for Urji Hanami. That was the second foul on Urji. That was one of the two that I had missed earlier. Free throw, no good. Sean Glass gets the rebound. Long up the floor, Jake Sage. In the left corner, not open. He'll hold it up. Out to the point. Javian down the key all the way. Right hand scoop, no good. He got fouled, and he'll shoot too. You see what happens when you take the ball to the basket? That's a great thing. That, and not only do you get free throws out of it, you also get fouls on the other team, and that's two now on Marion Smith. They now have 5 guys with 2 fouls. Free throw number 1 is good by Javian Downey, and the Grizzlies take the lead 37-36.
With 36.8 seconds left in this first half.
We have 5 players with single buckets. The other 2 guys have all the points. 37-36. Come on, Javian, make it 2-point lead. And he does. Seconds to go in the half, 24 on the shot clock. Out on the right side, Zane Tipler on the dribble to the point to Jeffries. Sets, pops a long three, around and out, no good. Rebound. Here's Sean Glass with another, has it stolen. Tipler, free throw line, pull-up shot is no good. Dipped out of bounds, it'll be off the Grizzlies. And boy, we blew a chance that time to go in at the half for sure with a lead. 9 first-half turnovers on the Grizzlies. Here comes an athlete off the Grizzly bench. Jalen will come into the ball game. Jalen Heisen from Trinidad and Tobago, 6'7". Inbound pass, ball knocked away, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Jalen Heisen. Really nice kid and a very good athlete. Inbound play, 9 on the clock, down to 5 on the left wing to the baseline. Jeffries wants to shoot. They double team. They pressure outside. Tipler, nope, didn't get it off in time, and great defense by the Grizzlies to end the first half. And after one half, Missouri State University, West Plains Grizzlies, 38, the undefeated Northeast Mississippi Community College Tigers, 36. And we're back in 3 minutes. Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains, New Beginnings and Endless Possibilities. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn. Here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
38-36. is the score here at the break. The Grizzlies are ahead of the undefeated. They're not in the top 25, but they got votes in this week's poll. Northeast Mississippi Community College Tigers averaging 108 points a game coming in. Average margin of victory, 40 points a night, and they're down by two here at the half. I'd be willing to wager this is the first game they've been behind at halftime.
Oh, I'm sure. This is probably the first game
they've been behind, period, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Halftime, the Grizzlies lead at 38-36, scoring it in the first half. I'll tell you what, the last game was Javian Downey and Sean Glass teaming up. Here in the first half, it's been Saheem Jackson and Javian Downey teaming up for a total of 26 first half points. They've been fantastic. The free throw shooting's been fantastic too. Grizzlies scoring in the first half. The Grizzlies got 14 from Javian, 3 from Ryan Richardson, 2 from Lionel Kimwemba, 2 for Sean Glass. It really hasn't had that many looks. Zaheem Jackson with 12, 2 for Blaine Harris, and 3 for Jonathan White. Leading scorer for the Boonville, Mississippi team is Landon Jeffries, a very good guard. He's got 11 points at the break. They also had 9 by Josh Holman, who kind of controlled the game early in the middle. Javian Stephen has 5. Tyler Bird has 2. And they got 4 from Devin Jones off the bench, 3 from Stephen Thomas, and 2 by Michael Johnson. The Grizzlies turned it over 8 times in the first half compared, well, actually 9, because I don't think they count. I count if you charge on offense. You call for an offensive foul. I count that as a turnover because you're not getting a shot at the basket. You're giving the ball back to the other team. So it works in the same effect as a turnover. So I count that, and my turnover count was 9. The official count was 8, so I'm just going to assume that they probably didn't count that one. But from the free throw line in the first half, normally we're at a disadvantage there. But not this half. The Grizzlies, in the first half, the Tigers were 6 out of 12 from the line. That's kind of what we normally do. We're a 60% free throw shooting team normally. In the first half tonight, the Grizzlies were 17 out of 18. 17 out of 18.
That's what you'd want for an entire game, not just the first half.
Yeah. Anytime you can shoot 17 out of 18, you'll take that and run. But if it weren't for that, you take that off the board, well, you'd have to do the same thing for the other team. But look at the difference. We outscored them by 11 in the first half. So you take the free throw points off the board. That's a big difference. And at the half, the Grizzlies enjoy that 2-point lead. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Grizzly halftime continues in just a moment on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We're getting close to the second half starting. Pretty good first half, 38-36. And we were brought the halftime statistics, the official halftime statistics. The guys from Northeast keep those down there at the scores table, and so they were kind enough to walk all the way up here and bring us a copy. In the there are a few stats that kind of jumped off the page. First of all, Curtis, we've only turned the ball over officially eight times in the first half. Considering how we went through a few streaks there where we turned it over a couple of times in a short amount of time. All in all, eight turnovers isn't all that bad. They turned it over four times, so you're at a minus four. And that means four more possessions for the other team. But by and large, it's not too off the bat.
No, I mean, with the pressure that they were putting on most of that first half, I think you'll take eight turnovers for that first half and be pretty happy with it. This Mississippi team is very aggressive defensively, and they've full court pressed pretty much the entire time. And so I know you mentioned a couple times that at one point we only had five field goals late in that first half, and part of it's due to that defense and full court pressure. I mean, we're not even able to get across half court sometimes. So just with that pressure, definitely probably happy. Coach Faye's probably happy with eight turnovers at halftime.
Grizzlies finished the first half with eight field goals. Let's see here. I'm sorry, with nine. From the field goal shooting aspect in the first half, the Grizzlies were 41% from the field. Northeast was 40%. Free throw shooting, huge disparity. The Grizzlies, 94% from the line. I miscounted. They had two more free throw attempts, 6 out of 14. So Northeast shot 43% from the free throw line in the first half. There's one other statistic, but this may be the biggest statistic to explain why maybe the Grizzlies don't have a little bit bigger lead here at halftime. In the first half, Northeast Mississippi had 20 total rebounds. They had 11 offensive rebounds in the first half. The Grizzlies had five. And they really killed us on the offensive glass several occasions.
Yeah, and if you're allowing another team to get that many extra possessions, turnover, not talking turnovers, but just offensive rebounds. If you're allowing them to have that many second chances, you're lucky to have a lead at this point, even with all the free throws you shot. Well, in the first half, and this illustrates, this goes to show you how important offensive rebounds are. In the first half, the Grizzlies shot the ball from the field 22 times, and Northeast had 35 field goal attempts. And that's all because of offensive rebounds. Anyway, we're about ready to start second half. 1 minute timeout. Grizzlies 38, Tigers 36. Second half in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back and ready to start the second half of play. And it'll be the starting five, usually is the case for both teams as we start the second half. Grizzlies will... Looks like be on defense to start things here. 38-36. I would think if we can rebound better at the defensive end, keep them off the boards a little better in the second half, we'd have a pretty good chance.
Oh, yeah, and especially if we're going to – if the Whistlers are going to keep blowing on these all these fouls, yeah, it'll be good.
Down the key, here's a drive and a missed dunk to start the half. The Grizzlies didn't look like they're quite ready to go. Javian Downey goes back the other way. Sean Glass, three, left point, rims off. Fight for the rebound is controlled by the Tigers, and they come back off the board by Johnson. In the front court, right corner. Holman with it against the Grizzlies' phone. Lob pass, cross court, and the catch and put up is no good by Johnson. Boy, they missed an easy one there, and the Grizzlies come away with it.
That's two close shots that they've missed to start this second half.
Richardson drives all the way, no good. Lionel Kamwimba had it stripped away, and it's taken away by Northeast. Now at the other end, here's a wraparound shot, no good. Shot up, no good, and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. You can usually see within the first minute or two what a team has discussed and what they've tried to prepare for the second half at halftime. That foul is the first foul on Lionel Kamwimba for the Grizzlies.
That was great initial defense by Downey, though. He went straight up, was able to affect the shot. Just another offensive rebound.
Tyler Bird, the free throw shooter, misses the first one. He'll get another. It seems to me, though, here's the next try good. It seems to me that Northeast has decided they're going to be much more aggressive, taking the ball to the basket.
They're going to come straight for the rim
to go along with their full-court press. Grizzly lead one. Pass up the floor, two-on-one break. Fake the pass, layup, good, Urshi Hanami. Well, we attacked the basket, and I love that, man. You've got to attack that press. Front court, top of the circle. First bucket of the night for Urshi in the left corner. Johnson shoots a three, and it's good.
That Michael, ties the game at 40.
Michael Johnson with his second field goal. He has five. Tie game, as Curtis said. To the lane. Here's a drive by Urshi. No good. Ball is going to be picked up underneath. And back come the Northeast Mississippi Tigers. Down the left side of the key. Holman feeds it back. Backing down. Turn shot. Right hand baby hook. No good. Rebound by Sean Glass. He's got to be upwards of eight rebounds already. Down the key all the way. Drive. No good by Javian Downey. And he is fouled on the play at the other end, so he'll get back to the free throw line where he's been a lot tonight.
Very fast tempo and active on both ends of the floor for both these teams to start this second half as we're barely 2 minutes into it.
Landon Jeffries for Northeast becomes the, let's see, he becomes the sixth player to pick up his second foul. J.B. Downey, free throw line. First one is good. Boy, is he is just locked in right now. Even when you're locked in, you'll miss one now and then, but you can tell he's got the sights honed. Second try of two is no good, and the rebound comes off. Holman has it. So 41-40, Grizzlies regain the lead by one. Deep right corner. Holman shoots a long three, and it's good. Boy, the big guy stepped out and knocked one in from range, and we have a whistle timeout call by Northeast Mississippi, so they're going to set up something here during the timeout. 18 minutes to play in the second half. It's a 30-second timeout. Northeast Mississippi 43, Grizzlies 41. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We've got a really, really good ball game going right now. We've just started the second half. Swing on by the Civic Center. If you're out running around town, see some really good basketball. This will have a good finish to it. You got a feeling. Ryan Richardson, front court for the Grizzlies. We're down by two, 43-41. Urji Hunami has it right side. Sean Glass. They're playing man-to-man. Going to the left, Glass down the key all the way. Puts it up high off the board, no good. There's Lionel, and he missed it. And stepping out of bounds and turning the ball over will be Northeast Mississippi. They stripped Lionel for the second time tonight, but stepping out of bounds with the basketball was JV and Steven.
You wondered if they were going to call it. It's another little bit of a late call.
Here's the inbound play out front. Ryan Richardson has it. Curls top of the circle, left side. Sean Glass to the point. Ryan can shoot that three. He jab steps, goes down the left side of the key, right hand reverse layup. It's swatted off the board by Holman. Great defensive play. Holman front court. To the right elbow, to the corner. Back out it goes on the wing. Steven with the ball fake to the point. Landon Jeffries with it. Gets by his guy all the way. Blocked out of bounds by Urji Hanami, and it'll still be Tiger ball with 13 on the shot clock.
Great defense as usual from Urji there.
It had to be because he got beat on the dribble. Pass to the low block. Holman is double teamed. Backs his guy down, leans in, shoots it up and good. He's just stout. Holman has 14 points tonight, 45-41. Sean Glass, Ryan Richardson, left corner. Down the key all the way, right-hand scoop. Layup is good by Javian Downey with a little whoop-de-doo up and under and away in. Down the key quickly the other way. Here's the drive, and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. As, again, Northeast goes strong to the basket, and a foul's going to be called on the Grizzlies there. With 16:27 to go, and Lionel Kimwimba will pick up his second foul.
That was a nifty move.
You like that?
Got quite the reaction out of me by Javian down there. Oh, goodness. On the other end of the court, that was something.
Ethan Smith comes in for Lionel Kimwimba. Urji Hanami out, and Blaine Harris comes in. 45-43. No good. Rebound. Sean Glass gets off the deck and a meat hook rebound. We come back from left to right in the white. Sean Glass with it. Sean hasn't got going yet tonight. Javian Downey to the point. Blaine Harris off the screen. Shoots a three from the right point, way off the lip of the rim. Rebound long to the sideline, picked up by Northeast. Shot from the left point for three, and it's good. Javian Stephen with his second three has 8 points, 48-43. He made a good point in the first half, and that is the pace of the game. We can't get into a track meet because they'll ring it up, pass underneath. Here's a right-hand reverse layup by Ethan Smith, but he was trapped under the basket, couldn't get the shot to go, and it comes back the other way with Stephen at the point to the right side. 48-43, a bucket here might necessitate a timeout. Lean-in shot, right-hand shot, laid up and good by Tyler Bird. And we'll get Jaden Roach checking in for the Grizzlies, and there's a foul in the backcourt on a push by Landon Jeffries. That's his third foul, so he'll have to go out of the ballgame. With 15-16 to go, that's good for the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith out, Sean Glass out. So right now, Ryan Richardson, Javian Downey, Zaheem Jackson, Blaine Harris, and Jaden Roach. And I think this is almost the same lineup that we played so well with in the first half. Javian Downey, front court ball knocked away from behind, knocked out of bounds, and he saved it from going out off him by slapping it back off the leg of Javian Stephen at the other end of the floor.
Great hustle to force that.
Javian was picking him up and laying him down. Offensive end Richardson. Bad pass out front. Javian gets it. Little teardrop floater is no good. And the rebound to Northeast. Tipler, front court right side. Just under 15 minutes to go. 50-43. Grizzlies trail by 7. Low block. Here's the drive. Shot no good. Ball partially blocked by Jaden Roach. Take it away. Picked back up by Zach Zaheem. Up the floor. Here's a right-hand layup. No good. Trapped on the backboard, but the ball never got above the rim, and it's taken back by Northeast. Down the key. Here's a step-through shot. Up and in. Stephen Thomas. Second field goal. And we are in dire need of a timeout here really soon. Zaheem Jackson in the front court. Screen goes left. Keeps going left. Goes back the other way. Now Richardson on the left sideline. Javian, hand check. Right wing, ball fake, step over. Wide open three for Zaheem is no good. And the rebound down to Terrence Marco. And back come Northeast with the basketball. Under 14 minutes, past low block. Feed it to the far left corner. Driving the baseline, lost the ball, traveled with the ball, got away with it, picked up, though, by the Grizzlies on a turnover. Cross-court pass, deflected. Behind the three-point line, Richardson, three, no good. Rebound is going to be controlled by Northeast. Javian Stephen. 6.5 minutes, 2 field goals for the Grizzlies. Down by 9. Bounce pass to the right corner. Open shot for a 3, and it's an air ball. Jaden Roach comes away with it. Ryan Richardson up the right side. Zaheem, baseline, knocked away from behind, stays with the Grizzlies. 22 on the shot clock, 13-14 on the game clock. This looks exactly like the first half when we went through that period where we just couldn't score, but we couldn't get a shot.
Yeah, eerily similar, and I think the problem was possibly taking a timeout right now as we only have 2 left for the rest of the second half.
Inbound play, Jake Sage out front. If we could get Jake open and knock in a 3, that would help things a little bit. High screen, Zaheem picks up the dribble. Cross court, Jake Sage to the left quarter. Up fake by Ryan Richardson. Floater from 10 feet, good. Ryan from the left baseline.
Needed that basket right there.
Second field goal, 5 for the night. 52-45, Ryan Richardson. From Hollywood, Florida, free throw line. Here's Michael Johnson for Northeast. Jab step, back down, turn, face from 8 feet, good.
And that was good defense there by Roach.
Yep. Sometimes the other guy gets credit, 54-45. Ryan in the front court nearly lost it. Keeps the dribble. He's going to have to get rid of that ball pretty quick. Now gets it to the high post. Harris just gets mugged as they get it to the high post. Blaine Harris hit by Stephen Thomas, who now has three. So Thomas has three. Landon Jeffries has three. And Urji Hunami back in the ball game.
And those two with three fouls are both on the floor for Northeast right now.
And certainly Landon Jeffries, one of, if not their best player. Inbound underneath, wide open, and cut and laid in, up and good by Blaine Harris. Quick pass on the inbound, and Blaine has four, 54-47. He's been sneaky good tonight. Jeffries on the right side. Drives to the right elbow, now he'll back it up. Puts it back on the floor again, leans in, shoots it off the board, no good. Rebound, control by Jaden Roach, you're not going to take it away from Jaden. Two-on-one, three-on-one, break all the way. Urji all the way, lays it up, good! And there was contact, and why there wasn't a foul is beyond me. Down the key all the way with three steps and a driving dunk at the other end by Michael Johnson. We didn't pick up on defense right there. And he took 3.5 steps. Now at the other end, three wide open. Jake Sage, no good. Rebound by the Grizzlies, back to Jake. And a teardrop jumper, and that'll be a goaltend call against Northeast. So basket goes to Jake Sage. 56-51. Well, this has got more interesting all of a sudden, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite an interesting game all the way throughout, but especially now in the second half.
Well, the first 13 minutes of the second half been kind of dull, but the last 2 minutes have really made up for it. 56-51. At the point, left wing. Down the key. Kick it inside, outside. There's Holman, got away with a walk. Guarded by Jake Sage. Crossover dribble. Kicks it to the right corner. Tipler back to Holman. Three, right wing, no good. Rebound, Zaheem, or Urji Hunami, and now Zaheem has it. Urji at the point, left wing, left corner. Jake got a three, no good. And the rebound comes off to Northeast. Anytime he gets open enough to shoot the ball, he should always shoot the ball. Jake Sage is a heck of a shooter. Holman works in the middle, goes up, baby hook left hand, no good, tipped off the board, and over the back of everybody is Holman. Grizzlies get the rebound. Urji takes it to the baseline, slapped away, out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies, 10:21 to go in the second half. They just do not call. In high school, that's an automatic call. Over the back. You jump over somebody's, even if you don't touch them and you jump over their back, it's a foul. Here, it's different. There has to be blood, and you get three notes from three different doctors before you get called for an over the back foul. Here's the inbound play out front. Jake Sage at the point. Gets it to Urji Hunami on the wing. Grizzlies down five. Zaheem has it with 10 on the shot clock. Gets the screen. Back to Jake. Open three. Left wing. And it rims off. No good. And it comes down, and Northeast has control with just under 10 minutes. We'll get a timeout next dead ball we have. The officials are Mike Wood, Jason Hayes, and Hunter Brashear. Underneath, the Grizzlies come away with it. Now ball lost at midcourt. Jake Sage gets it. He's tied up. It'll be a jump ball and Grizzly ball with 9:40 to play in the half, and that'll take us to the media timeout. 9:40 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies trail the Tigers from Northeast Mississippi, 56-51, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
It's Northeast Mississippi 56, MSU West Plains 51, with 9:40 to go in the ball game. It'll be Grizzly basketball as we come back to play. What do you think so far? How do you think this game is trending?
We're staying close, which is the important thing. Got to limit the turnovers from the pressure and start knocking down some shots. Jake Sage has had some open looks, just not able to knock down some threes, so hopefully that is able to be accomplished after this timeout.
Inbound play, Grizzly ball with Jake Sage on the right wing. Back to the point, Ryan Richardson gets a screen to the right. Goes that way. Hook pass over the top. Riley Whitaker deep in the corner. Back over to JV and Downey. JD puts it on the floor, back to the right point. Richardson with a three, and it's no good. And the mistimed rebound is pulled down finally by Holman, and Northeast comes back. I'm kind of impressed with this Holman guy. He's a good player. On the right side, Tipler out front, almost stolen. Down the key all the way, right-hand drive. That's got to be a char. Oh, my gosh. Lionel Kamwemba was stood straight up, set position, right at the top of that semicircle in the lane. And got knocked over, but the foul is going to be on him, and the shooter is going to be Ishmael Rashad.
And that's Lionel's third foul.
Lionel had a lot of trouble with fouls last year. Hasn't had that this year, though. First free throw, no good.
Three team fouls on both teams, not what we saw in the first half. So
9:03 to play, 56-51. Lionel out, Jake out. Next try is good.
Ethan and Sean in for the Grizzlies.
Ishmael Rashad with one. 57-51. This game, anything could happen here. Richardson, front court, middle, gets it to Whitaker. Breaks the press by a second. Left corner, three, Sean Glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled. Three black shirts around the basket, taken down by Northeast. Dribble it over left. Now back to the other side. Zane Tipler down the key. Tip pass over to Tipler in the corner. Bounces once, back out on the wing. Three is up and no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies, and a foul be called on Northeast. That would appear,
I think it's on
to be Rashad. 12?
Yes. Second foul on him.
Ishmael Rashad with his second foul. Full court pressure, Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. Richardson into JV and Downey with Sean Glass back there in the backcourt, forecourt. It'll be Ryan Whitaker along with Ethan Smith, and we get it in the front court. Riley Whitaker will float to the opposite corner. He gets the pass, holds it high, gets it to Downey on the baseline, in the middle, outside to Riley, left corner. Richardson drives the key all the way, lays it up, no good, put up, no good, tipped up, kept alive by Whitaker, pump fake, goes up. Missed it. It tipped out. Picked up by the Grizzlies. Sean Glass out to the point. Javian Downey left wing. Riley with a three. No good. And the rebound comes off to Northeast. Man.
Ask for many more opportunities than that right there.
Those close shots all missed, and we even had a wide open three look and couldn't get it to go. Northeast with 7:20 to play. Down the key, push off, shot, backboard, no good, tipped across, loose basketball, picked up by Richardson. Grizzlies come back from left to right.
Ooh.
Downey to the corner, bad pass, threw it out of bounds. I count that first turnover in the second half on the Grizzlies. 13 minutes in, 57-51. Nine turnovers for the ball game. So, here we go again. You know, defensively, we've really done pretty well tonight. Pass inside, and Whitaker's going to be called for a reach-around foul. The 14th foul on the Grizzlies. Riley picks up his third.
And that'll bring in Jonathan White and Lionel back into the game. Downey and Whitaker out.
Javian Downey back to the bench with 17 points. Lob pass on the inbound. Josh Holman out front, guarded by Easton Smith. Turn to the middle, knocked away, stolen. Sean Glass came away with it. He'll feed it across. White layup, and that ball is blocked and jammed between and stuck between the rim and the backboard, and that is a jump ball, and that is Northeast basketball. We've been the victims of some bad luck at four times tonight. 16-40 and counting, or 6-40 and counting. 57-51, Grizzlies down by six. Offensive foul away from the basketball. And they're going to call that on Terrence Marco.
That's his first.
He couldn't believe he got caught. Backcourt, Grizzlies on the inbound, Jonathan White. Clear out a little bit. Ryan Richardson up the left side. He'll slow it up. And now brings it over the timeline. Down the key, left side. Spins to the middle, double team. Lob pass outside, nearly thrown away, picked up by the Grizzlies. And now Ethan Smith fumbles it, nearly lost it, over to Jonathan White. 6:15 to go. Jonathan at the right point. They're not guarding him. Shoots the three. There it is. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Lionel Kimwemba. Brought the ball down, and they stripped it away, and it's picked up by Northeast. And we'll get a foul call on the Grizzlies.
Just hoping it's not on Lionel, that'll be his fourth.
Well, it will be on Lionel. It will be his fourth. And he made the cardinal sin right there. He got that rebound and immediately pulled it down to his waist, and that's where the trouble began.
So Jackson and Harris in for the Grizzlies. Lionel, I'm not sure who went out. Oh, Sean Glass went out as well.
Urgy will check back in a moment. Grizzlies go back to the zone. Back to the 2-3 zone at the point. On the right wing, up fake.
Look at that. How can that not be an offensive foul with a push-off? He just puts his forearm.
He had his elbow out the whole time.
And drove right at him and pushed. I would be... See where the KDY sign is there?
Yeah.
That's where I'd be right now if I was Jared Fay. I'd be irate if I was Jared Fay.
Here's the inbound lob out front. Going to chase it down, Michael Johnson. 18 for Northeast to shoot. 57-51 down the key. Here's a drive blocked from behind by Blaine Harrison. A foul in the act of shooting, so it's two shots.
Listen, if anything, this game has been more of a defensive game than it has been an offensive game.
You hold a team that's scoring 108 points a game to 57, 5 minutes to go. Pretty good. First free throw is no good here. That's pretty good, too.
Makes you wonder how they were averaging 108.
Well, this is a team that's got some talent. I mean... They've got some guys that can list Jeffries and Holman, both excellent players. Here's the next one. No good, but the rebound putback is up off the board. No good. Blocked on the putback attempt, and a foul's going to be called, and that's not going to be a jump ball.
That was.
Blaine Harris had a clean block.
That was all ball.
It just sounds so bad when you're a home announcer and you complain about the foul call, but sometimes it's true.
I mean, there were two right there that did not go in the Grizzlies' favor.
First one by Terrence Marco, no good.
57-51, two-possession game right now. But when we get the ball back, we've got to start scoring some points. Next one, no good. Rebound, Urji Hunami. He'll be triple-teamed. Gets it over to Blaine Harris. Boys, don't wait. They have three guys back deep here at this end. We could have forced it up the floor a little bit. Zaheem Jackson in the front court. High screen, dribbles down the middle, in the lane, leans in, traveled with the basketball, turnover on the Grizzlies. That'll be their 10th of the night. The Grizzlies have successfully, we got a timeout call, 5:13 to go in the second half, and we'll take a minute timeout. Grizzlies trail, Northeast Mississippi, 57-51, back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Okay, we have 5:12 to go, 57-51. And it'll be Northeast basketball in their front court, right in front of their bench. Here's the inbound, and the Grizzlies need a stop or two. At the left elbow, curling down the lane, Johnson spins to the middle, goes up with the shot, no good, rebounded by Ethan Smith. Gets it over to Jonathan White. Well, there's a stop. Now can we get a score? That's been the messier part of this all night. Hanami inside, Ethan Smith, one bounce, double team, bounce it outside. Blaine with a three, good! Big shot for the Grizzlies.
Sneaky good, like I said earlier. That's seven, I believe, for Harris.
You be correct. It's a three-point game, 57-54. On the right side, Jeffers all the way in, pushes off, shoots the ball off the board, and good. Never seen a team that pushes off like these guys do when they've got the basketball
and not get it called,
ever. Unless right at the very end when it counts, tight team, then call it. 59-54, Grizzly ball, 18 on the shot clock. Blaine Harris circles outside, Urji Hunami. Need a bucket, down the key all the way. Urji up, no good. Drew contact, no foul. And now here comes Shepard. Shepard's in front court, stole it away. Two-on-one break. Jonathan White, alley-oop, and he got undercut. That should be an intentional foul is what that should be. It'll be two shots as Urji got undercut going up on an alley-oop and went crashing to the floor.
He's a bit slow getting up.
So slow, in fact, he's still on the floor. Okay, now he's up. Urge gets a... I don't know if he got an apology or not, but he got a handshake. That is the fourth foul, by the way, on Landon Jeffrey.
I mean, I guess that's a bright spot in that situation.
Get him out of the game, yeah. Sean Glass is in. Urji Hunami is out. That was just the sixth foul on Northeast, no shot involved. So Grizzly ball down five. Out front, Sean Glass. To the right wing, Javian Downey. To the point, Ethan Smith puts it on the floor all the way. Right-hand layup. Oh, how is that not goaltending?
It's above the rim.
That should have been goaltending. It slaps off the backboard. In the paint, here's a lean-in shot. No good. The miss by Tyler Bird, rebounded by the Grizzlies. Down by five. A bucket here, and we're okay. Here's A drive, Jonathan, high off the board, no good. No one to rebound, no whistle call, and it'll be Northeast Bat. You can't go in with the assumption you're going to get the call, in not just tonight, but any time. You got to go in there strong like you're wearing armor and take what they give you and hope maybe you do get a call. 3 minutes to go, down five. It's Northeast with the lead in the paint. Turnaround shot up, and the spinner is good. Timeout call. Stephen Thomas now has seven. Full timeout call by Northeast with the score 61-54. Grizzlies trail by seven, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back with Curtis Ballou. I'm Harlan Hutchison with Dick Lawson in studio. Dylan Grove, 61-54, 2:55 to play in the game. And one of the questions I'm going to ask Jared Fay on our post game up here: in the first half, we had 18 free throw attempts. Here in the second half, we have two. And my question is going to be: what changed? Did we play different? Did they play different? Here's the inbound play in the backcourt. Grizzly ball down by seven, 61-54. Sean Glass has 3 seconds to get it across. Downey just barely does. Gets it to Sean in the middle. Javian now on the left side. 2 minutes, 37 seconds, 61-54. On the right side. Blaine Harris, left side. Javian up fake, steps in, shoots the three, and it's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Stephen Thomas for Northeast. If we don't get a stop here, we are in deep doo-doo. At the high post, set, Michael Johnson for a two, no good. Rebound, Jake Sage. Up the left side. Down the key all the way. Here's the drive up and around and good by Sean Glass as Johnson missed the block. That makes it a 5-point game. Sean Glass gets his second field goal of the game. He has four, 1:56 to play in the second half. And a 1 minute timeout with the score. Grizzlies trail Northeast 61-56. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
61-56. Our next broadcast tomorrow night here against Southeastern Iowa. We go from playing a good team to probably a better team tomorrow night. Back to play. Out front, knocked away and stolen. Grizzlies get a steal. Sean Glass with it. Down by five with minute 42 to go. Up ahead, Blaine Harris all the way. Double punt, missed it. Reverse layup is good by Ethan Smith, who's there to clean it up. 3-point game with a minute and a half to go. Left side, Stevens dribbles to the right elbow, picks it up, slapped away, picked back up again, Johnson. Left point, going to shoot a long three, and it's no good. Tipped out, picked up by Downey with a chance to tie with a three. Javian turns to the middle, left-hand layup, blocked out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies with 1:07 to go. Javian made a mistake that time of taking it right at a 6'6 kid. And the result was as you might imagine. When you're 6'3". Timeout, 1:07 to play. We've worked Dylan pretty hard tonight, so we're going to give him a break during this break. When it's all said and done, we have the Don's Auto Service Player of the Game. So we'll do that when this game is over. And on our Grizzly postgame, we'll talk to the coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Fay. So, 1:07 to go. Let's see how well Curtis can read Jared Fay's mind from all the way up here in section 106. What do you think? Do we go for three here, or do we just try to get a quick basket?
I think
down by three.
I think go for a basket just to get it to within at least one. If you have a three, obviously take it. But obviously, or try for a closer shot, and then, you know, stay stout on defense, create a turnover if you can, and have a chance to win it down on the other end of the floor.
I'd be very tempted just to shoot it, too, because they have been taking some pretty poor percentage shots down here at the other end, even here late in the game.
Yeah.
All right, can we get the ball inbounds? That's the next challenge. It's in a tough spot in the far left corner on the sideline. Long pass, urging. Long underneath. Tip pass back in the corner. A three for the tie. No good. Tipped up. Rebound. Sean Glass gets it. We get another crack at it. 58 seconds to play. Fabian Downey off the screen. Down the key. Here's a right-hand scoop shot. Partially blocked. Sean Glass had it. Partially blocked. Taken away by Northeast. He's trying to draw a foul, and you're fishing in the wrong lake. Up the right side. Front court, Jeffries is fouled by Glass with 40 seconds to go. They fouled Glass to stop the clock. That's the second foul on Sean Glass for the Grizzlies. I immediately looked at scorebook. Yep, he's 0 for 2. Now he's 1 for 3. Not sure who you want to foul. They've had mixed success with everyone tonight. It's a 4-point game, though. Two possessions, 40 seconds to go. Next free throw, good. Jeffries has 15. Again, 38 seconds to go. Don't have to have a three here. Down by five. Urgy drives in, goes up, gets blocked, gets fouled. He'll shoot two with 31.7 seconds to play. So Urgy Hanami goes to the line. He's got a chance to make this a one-possession game with the clock standing still. That's the second foul call on Terrence Marco for Northeast Mississippi. Urgy at the line, no good. Holman will come out and line up for Northeast. He seems to be hobbling a little bit. Still can make it a 4-point game here. Still a lot of time left. 31.7 seconds. Grizzlies down by five. Next free throw try is no good. And the rebound taken by Northeast. Foul in the backcourt, Sean Glass. That'll be his third. And it's double bonus. Unless we can figure out how to overcome this five point or more deficit in the last 25 seconds. When I look back on this one, I think first free throw is good by Javian Stephen. He has 9 points tonight. We're going to look back, and there were two streaks in this game where we went dry on offense. Not for long, about 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. But that may, in the end, be our downfall. 64-58, next one good, 65-58. Javian Stephen with 10 points.
Kind of going to look at this one as one that got away from you that you should have had.
Up the left side, bounce pass ahead. Here's Harris. Right point, fumbled away. We're going to shoot a three. Over Riley, he'll shoot the three, and that's off the lip of the rim. No good. Rebound. Harris inside, up and scores. And we'll get timeout. 65-60 with 9.6 seconds to play. You about have to steal the ball on the inbound pass to have a chance at it. So, 9.6 seconds to go, and we'll take a 30-second timeout. Grizzlies trail Northeast Mississippi 65-60, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, we've certainly had some chances here in the second half in particular, Curtis, but the times we've had offensive chances, we haven't been able to take advantage, and I think if we can't overcome this and end up losing the game, we're going to have wasted a pretty good defensive effort tonight, holding a 108-point a game team to right now 65 with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great defensive effort that went for naught.
Tipler foul with 7.3 to go. Sean Glass again. He'll pick up his fourth foul.
It's also going to be a pretty good effort with limiting turnovers. What do we have, 11?
10.
10? I mean, you would take that most nights. So it's not that the Grizzlies didn't play bad.
Zane Tipler at the free throw line. The first one is no good. And sometimes it's not a case of you playing bad. Sometimes the other team just plays good enough. Second try is good. Tipler makes one. 66-60, and they'll let us drive down here probably and shoot a layup. If Javian gets it, and he does, gets it back to Blaine Harris. Up the left side, he's blocked, dribbles through. Shoots the three, and it's no good, and that's the ball game. Final score, 66-60. Northeast Mississippi stays undefeated at 8-0 as the Grizzlies fall to 3-5. Who will Curtis Ballou pick as the Don's Auto Service player of the game? Tell me.
I kind of want to go Blaine Harris. He was sneaky good tonight. Only had 9 points, but he was in on all parts of the game. So I'm going to go Blaine Harris, even though Javian had 17.
All right, Blaine Harris is our Grizzly Don's Auto Service player of the game. You're going to notice next week these temperatures, we already seen a little bit of that, getting colder. Are you ready for winter driving? Well, you can get ready by going to Don's Auto Service, see them in West Plains, right there off of Preacher Row. You'll get yourself some good rubber on the road and drive safe this winter. Jared Fay will be making his way up here in just a moment. Yet to see him. There he comes. Next broadcast will be tomorrow night against Southeast Iowa. That'll be at 7 o'clock. First game tomorrow will be at 5, and
That'll be between North Arkansas and this team, Northeast Mississippi. Jared Fay has made it up the stairs, gets stats delivered in the whole nine yards. I said at the end of the game that it's going to be too bad that we're going to take this as a loss after holding a team that hadn't lost and had been averaging 108 points a game, hold them to 66 points. You know, we shouldn't overshadow the fact that we lost the game with a generally pretty good defensive effort, especially the second half of the game.
Yeah, really good defensive effort. They're a big, strong, physical team that just kind of keeps coming at you guys like we knew they would. We certainly had our chances, too. We had quite a few good looks. I swore Blaine Harris's shot was going in. It was right in front of me. That would have tied it up. But there's definitely some positives, like you're saying, to take away from this game that, you know, I felt like we got tougher tonight. We need to play a little smarter at times, but we showed some toughness and some real grit.
You know, in the first half tonight, Javian and Zaheem combined had 26 points. Combined in the second half, they had three. What changed?
Well, Zaheem hasn't been feeling very good all week. I didn't even know if he's good today, but he's been sick all week. And so I think minutes, he kind of probably got a little bit tired. You know, just our whole offense, again, it was a very physical game. A lot of fouls called in the first half, not as many called in the second half. Things that we got to adjust to. Same time, you know, we have some good looks that we got to knock down.
Last year we had these things that I call droughts where we would go 5-6 minutes not score. Tonight we had two mini droughts, and they took advantage of it both times in the first and the second half.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good defensive team. We were sure a couple of those were goaltends, but they might not have been. The
second one was.
Yeah. But, you know, they can test everything. So even when you get behind the press and there's just one guy back there, they're up there pretty high. Really, really good defensive team. We knew they were a good team. So, again, I think there's a lot we can learn from this.
Well, Southeastern Iowa, they struggled to beat North Ark, who I think the reason they struggled is because North Ark's pretty good.
North Ark is pretty good.
And we'll play Southeastern the second time this season tomorrow night. They beat us by 25 points up there. This probably isn't speaking very well for me, but I'm all for getting even with people. I like to play teams that used to beat us. Didn't always mean we beat them a second time around, but man alive, if you're a competitor, you want to play them again.
Yeah, no doubt, and we really didn't play very well in that game. I think a lot of our guys have figured things out, playing a lot better. They're still a good team, and like we said, North Ark gave them everything they could handle tonight. But it'll be another big challenge for us, for sure.
Do you see? We've got probably, about a little less than a month before we have the Christmas break. So that means we're getting close to the unofficial halfway point of the season. We've played, eight games now. Do you see better?
No doubt, no doubt. You know, it's not all at once, but tonight I think that, you know, this team is similar to maybe a Moberly. Big, strong, physical team.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
I thought of that.
And so I think, you know, again, we had our chances to win tonight, so we feel like we can play with anyone. We just have to keep getting better because I know that everyone else is going to keep getting better in our conference, and our conference looks as tough as it ever has been.
You want to hear something good before you leave here?
Sure.
18 out of 22 from the free throw line.
Okay. That's a positive. That's a positive.
And we had 10 turnovers tonight. If we had 10 or less for ball game, you could live with that, couldn't you?
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of good things here. Just didn't hit as many open shots as we normally do, and you can maybe hit a few of those, and different outcome tonight.
Offensive glass killed us in the first half a little bit.
Yeah, they did. You know, again, probably the most strong physical team we've played all year, and you know, we missed blockouts there, and what they do.
All right, see you tomorrow night. Go.
All right, thanks, Carlin.
Thank
go Zizzers.
Yep, go Zizzers. Tomorrow we'll have that at 1:00, and the Grizzlies at 7:00. So, Don's Auto Service Player of the Game is Blaine Harris. Scoring for the Grizzlies tonight, one player in double figures, Zaheem Jackson, 12 points. And the reason Zaheem didn't play in the second half, he's under the weather, but not bad for being sick. 12 points in the first half. Davian Downey had 17 points. He was the leading scorer for the Grizzlies tonight. And with 9, Blaine Harris. Northern Mississippi, led by Landon Jeffries with 15. They got 14 from Josh Holman. So the Grizzlies fall to 3-5, and North
Eastern Mississippi. Go to 8-0 on the year. That'll be a good game, that first one tomorrow between Northeast Mississippi and North Ark. And, of course, we'll have the second game between the Grizzlies and Southeast Iowa. Till then, thanks to Dylan Groves back in the studio, Curtis Ballou here to my immediate right, and, of course, that guy over here to my left, Nick Lawson, taking care of the live stream. Final again is 66-60. Northeast beats the Grizzlies. I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying goodnight from the West Plains Civic Center.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.